A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye. We are at the Women's Round Table, where we are pre-recording a session for all our live talkers out there. This is June the 3rd on Thursday, 2021. I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C. Today, we'll be looking at a number of issues. Top on the list, the COVID-19, where the government today says there are 39,031 confirmed cases since the outbreak of the coronavirus last year. But amongst these, there are 36,661 recoveries.
Yes, Star, and we see that the government has also embarked on the second phase of the immunization program currently underway. And, you know, there has been news coming in that when some people go in to get the second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, some of them are not having any luck. So we'll be looking at some of these issues involving the COVID-19 vaccine. Let's take a listen to what one doctor in Mashonaland West had to say about the COVID-19 vaccine situation in the country. We're hearing there from a doctor in Mashonaland West talking about the COVID vaccine situation in the country. Is what we were talking about earlier on a star. He's actually just explaining that, you know, the situation, according to him, is that when people go and get the COVID-19 vaccine, sometimes they then go to a different location to the one that they started off. So they're finding out that in some of those locations, the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the second dose, has been in short supply.
Yes, this is the government says to date, 682,242 people have been fully vaccinated. And yes, today we did speak to Mr. Tinashe Gumbo of Harare. He said he was also turned away in many hospitals and clinics there. Amongst them are Parirenyatwa, Hatfield, and Wilkins. But he says actually traveled to his rural home today. Mm-hmm. That's where he managed to get the first dose. It's a clinic there in Mberengo, and he was assured that he should come for his second dose. But we saw today President Mnangagwa at the launch of the Bulawayo Arts Festival assuring Zimbabweans that the government will avail enough COVID-19 vaccines. The government does not necessarily say that there is a shortage. They are talking of redistributing to centers. They are talking of vaccines being there. So President Mnangagwa today said, yes, everyone will get a vaccine, those who need it. And he was actually repeating the same words he said yesterday at the Politburo meeting, that the government is doing all it can to make sure that there are enough vaccines for the country.
Yes, Star, that's very interesting there when you talk about the president actually opening the Bulawayo Arts Festival. It would be interesting to find out what the situation was like, you know, in terms of the COVID-19 regulations and, you know, the issue of crowds. But if we remember back, Kwekwe is still in lockdown. So I spoke to somebody, one of our listeners from Tshishavane, who was saying that they are a little bit afraid because they are near Kwekwe, that, you know, maybe some of the people that are coming from Kwekwe to Tshishavane might be bringing back the strain from India. So those are some of the fears that people have been expressing on some of our other programs at STAR.
Yes, and we hope our guests will be joining us shortly. Malv, one is written to me. If you can check, I've inboxed you something. But kulabo abasanda ukusixhasa namhlanje ngolwesine nje, mhlaka 3 kuNhlangula 2021, namhlanje ke sicubungula ekuningi sikhangela njalo lokuphathelane le-COVID-19. Yebo-ke lapho-ke siyabe sikhangela-ke ukuthi sikhuluma nje uhulumende uthi yena sebefika phose inkulungwane ezingamachumi amane 39,031 bona-ke abathi asebehlaselwe ligcikwane le-COVID-19 selokho-ke laqhamukayo ngomnyaka odluleyo. Alabo-ke kodwa isikho ukuthi yibo bonke phela labo abalokhu belithwele leli gcikwane, abanye njalo sebasila. And njalo-ke lapho sikhangela-ke abantu abayi-36,661 okutho ukuthi mhlawumbe bazenkulungwane ezimbili kumbe ezintathu kuphela bona labo abalokhu belithwele leli gcikwane. Njalo uhulumende uthi selokhu laqhamukayo leli gcikwane selibulele abantu abazinkulungwane lengxenye yenkulungwane i-1599 kodwa phela asebehlatshiwe umjovo lo okwenqabela i-COVID-19 okuthiwa i-vaccine ngesilungu sebeyi-682,242. Yebo-ke sikhuluma inkulungwane amakhulu ayedlula inkulungwane eziyisithupha lapho asebehlabile ngesikhathi abanye besithi abafinyeleli ijekiseni le yokwenqabela i-COVID-19. Abanye bathi bafika ezibhedlela betshela ukuthi hhayi iyasilela, ngakho-ke bazohamba-ke bayihlatshwa kwezinye indawo. Ngeke ngatsho-ke ukuthi sike saxoxa lo mnumzana Tinashe Gumbe wena kweHarare uthi bamtheka yikho ePhalo Lenyathwa, bathi ayikho eWilkins okumaviki edluleyo singazi lamhlanje, bathi ayikho eHatfield waze waya khonale kibo emlebengwa ekliniki kho lapho afike athola khona lo mjovo ubethabile. Namhle sithi e-Studio 7 yamyenza wakhuthala ukuthi adingi ukuhlatshwa lokhu njengoba sitshona sikhuluma ngalo lolu daba isikhathi esiningi. Sizakhuluma labanye njalo besifazana abaphatheke ngenhlelo ezijiyiniyo lapha sizabona sesilabo, yikho-ke lapho esizalithulela khona ezinye inhlelo eziphathelane labesifazana ngalesi isikhathi. Sithemba labahlonitshwa bethu bazaba yenelisa ukuba sebekhona. Yebo-ke Mavela.
Aiwa kunavo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Nhasi musi wechina June 3, 2021, apo nhasi tiri kutarisa isu pamusoro penyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19. Tichitarisa zvakare mabasa ari kubatwa nemadzimai akasiyana-siyana. Tichange zvakare tiine munyarikani vanobva ivo kunyaya yatakaona ichiitika padandemutande yekupan africanist parliament. Saka tichange tichikurukura navo muzvare Barbara Rwodzi ipo pano. Tichaedza kuti tivabati vapinde muchirongwa vachitudza kuti zvakafamba sei zvatakaona zvichiitika. Regai timboridza vhidhiyo tichiona kuti zvii zvanga zviri kuitika.
she shouldn't fight in the chamber.
Lutar Nakam. Is
behaving.
Yeah, we didn't come here to see a fight. Please call the police. Please call the police to put an order. Please call the police.
Police, yes.
Please call the police to put an order here. It is urgent. You should call the police. Please call the police. Please.
An election on us.
How can come and take the ballot?
No, what did the Secretary General say?
Clerk of Parliament, can you attend this session?
Yebo ke marvelous lapho ke besizwa esikhangeleke okwenzakala edale le parliament ye South Africa ke iPan African Parliament ke kwaba lengxabangxoza eke yaqhamuka ke lapho abantu bedonselana ibhokisi lokuvota njalo sibonile ukuthi abangamazwe angezansi ye-Africa ama-Southern African countries abesithi kuzophiswana okuthiwa i-rotational ku-presidency lapho ukuthi osaphethe isikhundla-ke laye atshintshe kube ngomunye kungabi kuphatha abakwezinye izizwe kuphela. Lapho-ke besile hlupho lokuthi asenelisi ukuthi abanye abahlonitshwa bethu babuye lapha ecingweni. Ngakho-ke kathesi-ke sitshayele ucingo-ke unkosikazi Beatrice Mathuthu ngoba bengenelisi ukuthi bengene ngomfanekiso. Siyakwamukela-ke kuhlelo Nkosazana Mathuthu.
Linjani?
Yes, it's unfortunate you couldn't get in through the video, but we'll soon put up your picture so that abantu bakwazi ukuthi kathi bakhuluma lobani ngempela. Yebo ke, siyabona ukuthi kathi sikhuluma ngesikhathi se-COVID, kuyini okwenzakala khona ngapho ke eMzansi Afrika?
EMzansi Afrika, kuthiwa i-COVID isibuye back, isesiku third wave. Kusho ukuthi i-COVID besingalungile izinyanga lezi ezidlulileyo kodwa I think from just 2 weeks kungathi isikhuphuke njalo sesiku-third wave lapha eMzansi Afrika ikakhulu e-Gauteng.
Ye, kodwa ngizwa abanye bethaba ukuthi hhayi akuvalwanga izitolo zonke lani lani. Bengenelisa labo ukuthi abantu lokho besenelisa ukuthi besebenze lapha endaweni eziningi lapho abasebenza khona ezinjengama-restaurant nezinye. Ngakho-ke abantu akubathathelanga phela inhlelo zabo nendlela yokuziphilisa.
Khona kunjalo ngempela abantu abathathelwanga imisebenzi yabo nendlela zokuziphilisa. Umongameli we-South Africa ngicabanga ukuthi uvele wathi ukuthi umuntu azivikele kuleli gciwane sosezandleni zakho umuntu. Ngoba ngicabanga ukuthi ukuvalwa kokuthi ilizwe livalwe thaca njengalokho bekwenzeka bekukuhlasela kakhulu ku-ikhonomi abantu beswele imisebenzi gcine abantu beseswela nokuthi baziphilise. So ngicabanga ukuthi yebo khona igciwane selimemetheke ngamandla sesiku-third wave kodwa akuvalwanga kukho ngokuthiwa nje siku-alert level 2 kwehliswa nje izikhathi zokuthi abantu beqala ukuhamba nokuthi bagcine ukuhamba nokunye nje lokhu hhayi okunzima okushiya abantu belokhu besesimele sokuthi bengayo emsebenzini kodwa kunezinakekelo.
Ye, nxa libheka lapho abantu ukuthi baziphatha njani libona abantu lokhu belandela yini iziqondiso zokuthi benqabele ukumemetheka kwaleli gcikwane lokhu begqoka yini amamasi bengasondelelani konke liyakubona lokho?
Eyi, kunzima yazi abantu. Angithi yazi ngendaba le ye-COVID abantu bahlukene kakhulu ngimbono. Bakhona abanye abantu bangelandaba lakho ukuthi kule-COVID loba kayikho. Abasesekudlakho ukuthi bekwazi ukubehambele bengafakangi imaski kumbe nje behlale bengaqhelelani ngiyalokho kuthiwe. Kodwa iningi labantu impela siyababona amamaski sinyahlala bawafakile ngoba lo hulumeni uyagqugquzela ukuthi abantu abahlale besaka amamaski kakhulu ukuthi mayephumisa iyabo public kumele afake imaski. Yebo abanye bayayisala beyehlisisa usizi ila minyayihlala esikhwameni kodwa engikunanzeleli ukuthi abantu abaningi bayefaka imaski. Okunye futhi angicabanga ukuthi kuzayenza ukuthi bangani bayeqhuba bafake imaski khona ukuthi izinga lokukhuphuka kwe-COVID lapha selingani selikhuphukile. Abantu besingani sibeesikhathi sokunganayo izibalo zibehlile, izibalo zibehlile. Manje sesiqala ukukhuphuka, ngicabanga ukuthi abantu abaningi sebebona ukuthi kuphela futhi sokuphinda kusiphinda njalo sebawafaka mpela amamaski. Ikakhulu abantu abamateksini bawungena eteksini sithole ukuthi hhayi iteksi igcwele, abantu bonke abaseteksini bawafakile amamaski. Nokuthi uyangena nje emamolu awungelayo imaski. So ngicabanga ukuthi abantu basebayazinakekela loba nje abanye befosa kodwa iningi labantu liyazinakekela.
Yebo-ke hhayi kuhlukuzwa lokho. Abantwana-ke ezikolo kathesi kuhamba njani? Bavulile kumbe bafunda besemakhaya?
Abantwana izikolo emongameli akazivalanga izikolo ngempelasonto ma isithula umbiko esizweni. Akazivalanga izikolo, izikolo ziyaqhubeka ziyasebenza. Loba nje kungathi leli gciwane libonakala limemethela kakhulu yezikolo. Ongeke kumangalisi ma kungathiwa isikolo zizake zike zivalwe kancane kodwa kwamanje isikolo zisavuliwe ezinye loba nje abantwana besahamba mhlawumbe kabili kumbe kathathu ngeviki kodwa basake esikolweni.
Ye, abantu ubona ingani lokho besemukela yini umjovo lowo obenqabela i-COVID-19 owe-vaccine njengoba kwake kwaba lokwethuka mbijana laphana izimiso kwesikhatshane Johnson and Johnson abantu besithi mhlawumbe ababeza kuvala ezinye izinyalo ezizabathwalisa nzima futhi.
Ngicabanga ukuthi manje e-South Africa kusesigabeni sokuthi ijekiseni leyihlatshwa abantu aba-16 years langaphezulu kwe-16 years. Ukubona kwami ngibona abantu abaningi ngike ngahambela esibhedlela e-Johannesburg lapha ngabona hhayi abantu abaningi abadala bebaningi impela bebonke belanyele ukuthi behlatshwe le njekiseni. Ungani kuyathikamezeka kwe-Johnson and Johnson kwaba yenza abantu bangathi bayehla udlandla wokufuna ukuhlatshwa. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi manje kuthiwe hhayi akuhlatshwa i-Johnson and Johnson kuhlatshwa lekha i-Pfizer ngathi mhlawumbe abantu bacabanga ukuthi hhayi le ekhona manje ingcunula le kade ikhona. Noba nje uhulumende ngigqugquzele ukuthi la i-Johnson and Johnson hayi ikhokobuli kangako elabo kodwa abantu ngicabanga ukuthi bahlala kakhulu manje ngoba zitshela ukuthi hayi akusiyo i-Johnson and Johnson ehlatshwa kwamanje.
Yebo-ke kuyezwakala. Siyabonga uhlale khonapho ecingweni saphenduka kuwe. Marvelous day we had Victor Matutu of Zim in Mpokoto updating us of the COVID situation in South Africa, you know, as they've moved, as they've tightened again the screws on COVID. But she's saying she's also noting that people are still vigilant. Some still wear the mask, some still try to, you know, prevent. Why is the elderly are still turning up, you know, for vaccination despite the scare? You know, there was a temporary scare on the Johnson & Johnson when it was suspended.
Yes.
But people are still receiving that vaccine over to you.
Interesting there. Thank you so much, Star. Kuna vachango vakupinda muchirongo watangati kutaura apo na Muzvare Victress Matutu varikutaura ivo mamirira akaita zvinhu kuSouth Africa vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino zvinhu kunyange hazvo vanhu vari kunyanya kutya vanga vari kumbotya nyaya yemavaccination kana kuti nyaya yekubayiwa nhomba. Pari zvino vanhu vanenge vava kubuda vachienda kunobayiwa nhomba uyezve vari kuti ivo vanhu vari kuramba vachiteedzera nyaya iya yekupfeka mamask, social distancing nezvimwe zvakadaro panyaya yekurwisa denda recovid-19. Asi tisati taenderera mberi regai timbounza munyarikani wedu wekutanga ipo pano pachirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro kadiko.
Hello, sister. Muri right.
Aiwa, tiri right, tiri kuva wangada kuzoti ndiani kwavapinda pachirongwa isi kuzivai muchiita zvekuimba kudhara muchiita maperformance nezvimwe zvakadaro asi mazuva ano pane zvimwe zvamaakubata. Taurai zita renyu nezita rekambani yenyu uyezve kuti zvii zvamaakubata mazuva ano.
Ini ndinonzi Loveness Wesa. Ndiri muimbi ndichiri kungoimba ndinotamba ndichiringotamba ndichingodaro and also ndinorapa I don't know kuti ndoti kurapa here but ndinobatsira vanhu ndishandisa inonzi God's hand and chidzidzisa vanhu kuti vagonewo kuzvirapa. I'm sorry, Sean and Sandra, I taught in a long time, but that is our one, which you can heal yourself. Not going to wrap away, you know, it doesn't need mushonga. Can I go to a doctor? Can I win as Nengas Chupun Nets? Not going to wrap away, Nebatrava, my own Bamako, Vana, Banakuchkoro, Vasanga, it is Wakanakuchkoro, no going to Batsira of foot. Chero, whatever it is, chaunengo chi rwadzwa nacho, chirwere, zvokuti ma doctors, the things they cannot do, inogona kuzvibatsira wega. Ndirikuona vanhu vachitobuda mumakoma, vanhu vaine macancers, vanhu vane zvinhu zvakatowanda-wanda vachibuda munyaya iyi. Saka this is what I do now. Ndirikudzidzisa vanhu all over the world. Asi ndirikungoshandisa music yangu, ndichiimba, ndichipinda mustage, ndichiimba masongs anenge achirapa, you know. Like, for example, song ya God or Jesus. Ino to rapa. Song ya Jesus kanti ya mwari. Irape. Unofana kubatsira kugadzira moyo wako first. You have to fix something. You have to strengthen yourself. Meditation. You know, uchita deep. Uchiburisa zvinhu zvakawanda. Zvokuti haungati ndirikuda kubatsira vanhu. Apo ukaenda unotaura zvakawanda. Zvisina kunaka about other people. Unoburisa zvinonzi negativity. Uchiunza positive vibration and frequency in your life. In every aspect of your life. So what can I urimu chita nzarayati baya mazuana tizbizo kwita? Unototi notoburisa all negativities in snakunaka notoburisa mwarindi batsirei every day unogo garauchungo funga hakos in zrilavu and we chiti mwari isisu ati nanzara is no chimi marunogo nakutipa nogona kuchoti basira imari nogona kuchoti rapa every day if you are concentrating on that, things can happen. But it takes practice. But this is what I teach, and I download what's called divine healing hands on people. Do you know who divine healing hands? I know what cheap or chandaka pure or namwari. Which mwari, they didn't matter every day, mwari. Do that within detail, so I told Namana Jesus. Do that within detail, so I told Jesus. My miracles, I told Jesus. If they're still possible today, do kumbira or with the Mundi or cheap or church. Do you know what's wrong with you? When I go to America, I go to Zimbabwe, I go to Zimbabwe, time I go to Zimbabwe, I go to Zimbabwe, I go to Muhammad, I go to Chief, and I go to Mwari, and I chipo chamakapa Jesus, chichiri available, dokumbira mundipo chipo ichocho. So that's the chipo chandruko na kundaka chipiwa, a miracle healing hand. Zoguti kana wuka pamunu, chirari kupi, you don't have to be there. Every day online, Facebook, Zoom, call over the phone, you know, Mama wangu arumba koma, South Africa, wherever. And it doesn't mean kuti not indika kupa, right away. So is according to Mwari. Inini, I'm not the one. Power is not mine. In what I do is I have to be in a space yokuti I can receive what God is giving. When I'm in a very good space, everything that Buri house is nakuna kaum mandiri. Njishin mwari ndi batsira ndi batsira munui. Mwari anu kashinji kato mwari anu batsira. Sometimes instant, sometimes it can take days, sometimes it can take weeks. A good example is Semu, menokuti Semu wamchukuzi, drama wamchukuzi. Drama. Aka uya kuna Portland, Oregon, aka ita stroke. So it's my doctors, right off, I took my man's hospital. Ndakadienda ikoko within a few days ndakaenda ikoko within a week anga kutokwanisa kufamba kusimuka akuita macrash anga ari paralyzed the whole thing muromo uyo anga akadai ruoko everything zvasinga shandi left foot and everybody ukuya anga isinga shandi same nchinda nchinomubatsira kuchipotare ko 2 hours away ndeienda ndikamubatsira in 2 weeks anga buda muchipotare. That's one good example. Pane zvakawanda, my miracles, like I wonder if you follow me, you can see or hear what's happening. So I'm here to help vanhu vese vanenge who are challenged for Zimbabwe, all over the world, and nakuti uyu ndo kwedu uyu ndo kupi chipo chamwari ndechemunhu wese, chinopiwa munhu wese. Of course, it's not free because it's my time.
Yeah,
but I was thinking about vanhu vachinzi vabatsira for free. Ndenge vabatsira for free kazhinji kacho kuti havanadzi mari. But as time goes on, apana was a free, and then you want to do it. Thank you, and it. And then Asaka, and then Jesus, and another thing, and Rukita E Festival. And do it a festival series. Same musician, also perform. And do it a festival series and do it online. What happens is in Druguti, Munu Awe, can out once of it alive, it's okay. But usually it's not we are Muzum. Panavan Bakawanda, hundreds of people, hopefully chaitam 1,000 soon. But we are usually for free. And then wona uchi performer, unenge uripo, performer, unenge uripo, van wachukuona video rako rawa performer, wakuta oranezu video rako. And this has been going really well. We are doing them every month. Last month, every 3 weeks. Last week we did Zimbabwe and India. Very amazing stuff. High top performers. You know, we had Iasa from Blawayo. We had Jay's Maravini, who just produced a song in Onzi, Ja Deliver, which is taking waves all around the world right now. We had, now we have Indo and Sagusa. All these amazing big artists are coming. So this is a calling to all the artists to come and enjoy. When things open, kana zvapakuvhurika zvecovid, tichaita physical festival. Ndoda kuti muuyewo. Tichaita ku America edu, but ndoda kuti iko zvino ngatisanganei online kana takuvhurika physical. Ndozo tozoona kuti toita sei Mwari abatsirewo kana tichiita ma divine healing hands edu, Mwari achabatsira zvovhurika tosangana tichinakidzwa tese.
Maybe let me bring up a star, but my question also was, so do people pay for this service? And are you saying you're a healer, you're a nganga, traditional healer or faith healer? What exactly would you characterize yourself? How would you characterize yourself?
I define my my healing in a scientific way. It's quantum healing or quantum information system. What happens is when you connect with information, because Mwari or heaven, it is always pouring information in us. If we are aligned with that information that heaven is pouring upon us, when we're in a true match, we can receive that information. It's like, I'm not in nganga, I'm not in profita, but sometimes Mwari will give me my visions. Something from the past, something in the future. You know, but I am a healer. You can call me a spiritual healer. In science, it's quantum information system. If you want, you can call me a spiritual healer, because it's spiritual. The body is just the body. What's speaking is the spirit. The spirit has to be very strong to be able to heal, not just the body. With the body, mind alone cannot heal, but the mind, body, and spirit together combined, that's what I use. Combining the soul, the mind, the body together as one, then we can heal. So you can call me a spiritual healer. I don't know about the faith part, but I don't know.
Very interesting there, Loveness. I remember we spoke about it last time in Devene, but I'm sure some people may not have heard you.
Into ngiyenza yo ngayibambeka, it's not tangible. Awungeza ukuthi ngiyayibamba. Nxa usithi kusemoyeni kusho ukuthi kusemoyeni. So ngisebenzisa engikuthi ngesilungu yi quantum information system or quantum information healing system. Nxa umuntu engabuya kumbe athi mina ngilo muntu wami umhlobo wami or mina ngiyagula ngilento engihluphayo ngazithi kuyini, sometimes ngiyakwanisa ukuboniswa. So let's go back ekuqaliseni kwaqalisa njani. Ngisuke eZimbabwe ngingumuntu othi wayethandaza, bengisiya echurch daily, bengiya e-Universal Church ekuseni ngo-6 ngandriva ngiye-church, kuthi ngiye emsebenzini emini nge-lunch ngiye-church ngisiyathandaza. Ntambama ngiya e-church ngiyathandaza, ngithandazela ukuthi uNkulunkulu engxenye ngalapha something, you know, in my family, ifamily yami iyadubeka. So ngabuya e-America, I'm still praying, but i-prayer yami ibitshintsha. Ngithi uNkulunkulu, ngicela ukuthi ungincede isipho wasinika uJesu, esokuthi uJesu wayesithi you are forgiven, abantu babelatshwa. Nxa kuwukuthi uJesu wayereal and lawe uNkulunkulu ureal, ngicela ukuthi isipho wawusinike uJesu unginikeze lami, ngizasisebenzisa ngendlela eyakho uNkulunkulu. I will use it in your way. Ngathi mina uNkulunkulu, I want to be a testimony of your existence. I want to be a testimony of your power, your miracles. If you can give me that miracle, I promise I'll use it for good. So I believe God answered me one nigga, or divine healing hands. So it's God's hand, literally. Abantu abakwanisa ukubona nje ukuthola ama prophet abantu ababonayo nowadays. Babevele bekhona la kudala. So nxa kulo muntu okwazi olaleleyo, okwazi ukuthi uyabona, ngangikhangele abuze akubuzayo kumbuze emoyeni kumbuza ngapi ukuthi into le umama lo ayikhulumayo kuyini la, i real yini, uzabona akubonayo within me. You can see inside of me. I open myself for you to see. I have nothing to hide. You can see in and out of me if you are given the gift of seeing. We have what's called the third eye. We see with an inner eye, spiritual eye. If you are able, you can see. So abantu bayabuya. Ah, ubaba mose hospital, ukukhoma. Ayebo. Yeah. Okay. So what I do, I'm seven see God's hand yam. So long as I turn it on, it's not working. But when I turn it on, it works and people get healed. So right now, maybe abantu bayagasukinga ngathi ofuna I blessing. Ga open and you offer one blessing, and but looting for now millions of dollars, because that it has to be matching, you know, the vibration that you also carry. So blessing Leana, and then if there is any transformation, and I'm not promising which was about the transformation, but ungijele ungabona any transformation, ungayekeli ungijela kubajela laba aba semsakazweni ukuthi hayi izinto zami ngibonani something kuhambe kwathi kwathi. So ngisebenzisa uNkulunkulu, what I call love, forgiveness, compassion, light, humility, harmony, and flourishing from the divine also is part of this. We use what I call the 10 greatest qualities of the divine. Flourishing is the quality of the divine. Gratitude and serving others with what you are given by God. Serve unconditionally.
Loveness, if I can just come in there. And we are going to quickly take Miss Barbara Ngozi because she needs to go to a meeting. But we will definitely come back to you. We want to hear about this healing. And if you can perform it for us live, we'll be very, very excited. So please stay.
I would love to offer. Yes.
And then we'll come back to you. For now, we're going to go straight to Miss Barbara Ngozi. Hello, Miss Ngozi.
Yes, hello.
Yes, can you tell us about what happened at the Pan-African meeting that we saw? You were one of the women that were holding one of the ballot boxes. Take us through what happened.
All right. Pan-African Parliament, the parliament that has been set in 2004 for the Africa Parliament. And every 3 years, the parliament holds its elections for the presidential leadership and the vice president and other bureau positions and committee positions and regional caucuses positions. So 2 days ago, on the 31st of May, was the election day for 2021. So the issues that arose during that meeting did not start from where you would have seen the things that you went through. The issues started in 2015, well before I was a member of parliament, because I joined the parliament of Zimbabwe in 2018 and I was assigned to Pan-African Parliament in the same year. Mm-hmm. So when we arrived at Pan-African Parliament, representing our country, there have always been issues to do with geographical rotation on in positions of leadership in the parliament itself. Mm-hmm. As such, in 2018, during the elections of 2018, there was a couple which was not published the same as this one, but there was a heated debate in line with geographical rotation in the position of the president. This is in line with the rules and policies of AU, which is our mother body. Mm-hmm. So at this inception, the East region was the president, which is in 2004. And it was followed by the central region, which was Chad. and it was followed by Nigeria, which was the Western region. And then in 2015, an honorable member from Cameroon threw in his CV against the rotation policy, because the central where he comes from had already led the parliament.
Mm-hmm.
But they negotiated their way in, and the fellow member became the president of Pan-African Parliament. 3 years later, in 2018, the same member threw in his CV. And this time around, they bullied their way and they paid their way to come into the leadership position. And they negotiated again with the North and the South, which has never been in the leadership position at Pan-African Parliament. And they found their way in, and they've been president from 2018 to 2021. Mm-hmm. So this time around, again, they came from the West with a lady, a candidate from Mali.
Mm-hmm.
And the East also threw in their CV with a candidate from South Sudan. This is against even letters that AU has written and instructions that has given to the parliament itself, to the secretariat, and to the rules committee, which deals with the screening of candidates.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of the reminders from AU, regardless of the rules committee report and recommendations, these two candidates threw in their CVs.
Mm-hmm.
And the elections were about to be conducted with these two candidates. So you may want to ask why.
Yeah, I wanted to chime in there and just say,
A role of blocking the election.
Yes, I wanted to ask that question, that why then did you block the election and what happened thereafter, what we saw, the scuffle?
Yeah, I'm trying to give you the background so that you may then understand why the scuffle.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so during elections, the elections are presided over by an ad hoc committee, which is constituted by five members that are appointed from the five regions. And I happened to be a member that was appointed to the ad hoc committee to preside over elections.
Mm-hmm.
So since we opened the parliament last week, the Southern Caucus, which is the Southern region, wrote letters to AU to complain about the other candidates that had submitted their CVs. And AU wrote again to the secretariat to stop them from receiving and considering CVs from the candidates that were coming from the region that had been in the presidential position. And as I was the one who was representing the Southern Caucus in the ad hoc committee, mm-hmm. I tried to put this issue on the table so that the other committee would disqualify the other two candidates from the East and the West. But no one would have any of that. I was on my own fighting against four people which came from the other region.
Yes.
Including the representative from the North. Within that committee, he was siding with the East and the Central and the West. So when we were in the plenary, mm-hmm. and the elections were about to start, I felt compelled to block those elections because they were illegal, they were smeared with corruption, they were smeared with a number of things that would disqualify even the candidates themselves besides the geographical rotation. Mali had already gone into another second coup. And as I'm speaking to you on the second day of our scuffle, Mali got disqualified by AU. So I didn't see that Mali candidate was supposed to be participating in the election, regardless of even the rotational policy. South Sudan, the candidate from South Sudan, was against the rules and procedures of swearing in candidates at Pan-African Parliament,
mm-hmm.
whereby an honorable member should have been sworn in their own parliament and then appointed by their parliament to the Pan-African Parliament. But the honorable member who was competing for the seat of the president has not been sworn in by his own parliament back home. He only brought a letter. But that was just appointing him to be representing South Sudan in the Pan-African Parliament, which is against the rules and procedures of Pan-African Parliament, because you should have been sworn in your own country and then appointed to Pan-African Parliament. So one would wonder to say, where was this honorable member sworn in Sudan while their parliament is closed? So regardless of the geographical rotation that was disqualifying them naturally, they also had issues from their own country. So it was that moment when the clerk of parliament was now supposed to start the process that I felt compelled to block the election. And so, I went into action, mm-hmm. and I understand that our fellow honorable members have been using intimidation and bullying and blocking to find their way out. So I just played their game, and I had other colleagues from Southern Caucus, like Honorable Julius Malema, Honorable Benani Makandri from Namibia, who then stood up together with me and fight against the conduct of the election.
So at the end of it all, what was the conclusion?
The conclusion is AU wrote on the second day to say, because on the second day we had another couple, so the AU had to write to the clerk of parliament to suspend the session and await another date to open the session and conduct elections after the cleanup of the issues that are at stake.
Okay. Saka ndokubvunzai neshona tisatsati muende zvenyu kuti zvii zvakazoitika mushure mepatakaona imi makabata bhokisi remavhoti zvamira sei pari zvino kuparlamentu.
Okay. Papakaona ndakabata bhokisi remavhoti ndaidzivirira kuti maelections asaitwa nekuda kwekuti anga ari maelections anga ane injustice uye ari maelections anga asingateveri mutemo weparliament yeAfrica. Saka ndaidzivirira kuti maelections iwayo asaenderere mberi nekuda kwokuti mamwe matunhu emuAfrica ari kuramba achitora chigaro cheupresident vachishandisa mari kubhadhara maMP vachishandisa nzira dzakasiyana-siyana dzinosananganisira kudherera dzimwe nyika dzemaanglophone. Nekudaro ndaidzivirira izvozvo. Zvaitika izvozvo zuva rechipiri taenderera mberi nekurwisana nevamwe vekune mamwe matunhu isusu vekusouth nekunorth. AU, which is not a visual shakaida, because AU yakazonyora tsamba ku parliament ichifamba direction yekuti timirai zvese zvamuri kuita, tigare pasi tiongorore pane nhau dzamuri kutataura dzekutaurwa nevamwe vakukomplena vanova isusu vekuno kusouth nevekunorth. Kana tazogadzisa nhau idzodzo tozoenderera mberi neparliament yedu. Saka parliament yakamba yavharwa musiwa 1 June kusvika zuva ratichaudzwa neAU kuti tichienderera mberi nemaelections edu nekufambisa basa reparliament.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo muzvare Barbara Rudzi. Tichadzoka kwamuri munguva inotevera, asi tinotendai kuti mapinda pachirongo.
Mazita enyu, thank you very much.
Aiwa, apo they were hearing from Barbara Rudzi. She was on the phone with us. But let me now go back to Star, because Star, your guest is now here. I hope you can hear me, Victress Matutu. Let's put you up, and I'm going to so that we can carry on with the program.
And tell me, this is Victress.
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Yeah, I've been mangled. We just can't let us change. We must change. Victress, we realize that you're also and yes, I think there's a delay. But Zabungis, you are also an author. Yeah, if you can tell us what are your what's your latest work and how is that going on?
Okay. Yes, as Victor Matutu, I am an author. I write both in English and isiNdebele. What I can say is that as a Zimbabwean living in South Africa, a writer trying to write here and just trying to, trying to just take my talent forward, living in a foreign country. It's not that easy. Let's say I'm writing in Isindebele. I'm here in South Africa. If I want to sell my work, then it's something else, because there are a few people that can read Isindebele here in South Africa. That means I will have to be selling my work, my Isindebele work, to the Ndebele people who are living here in South Africa, which is not a big market for my work. Even here in South Africa, I cannot take my novel written in Isindebele to exclusive books or to publishing houses where they can publish and sell my book. They'll just tell me that there is no market for your book that you wrote in Isindebele here. If it was maybe in Zimbabwe, then we'll try and publish your book and sell it for you, because there you've got the market for your language. Of course, the English one, I only wrote one English book. That was my first novel, Prison, my wake-up call, that I wrote in 2016. I don't want to lie, I sold a lot of copies of that novel. The reason being that I was selling it to even a Zulu-speaking person, a Xhosa-speaking person, a Shona-speaking person, and Ndebele, anyone, because English is just an international language, anyone can read English. So that book, I sold a lot of copies of that book. My next book was in Isindebele. I didn't sell as much as I sold Prison My Wake Up Call. My next book was Ubabonga Ngizali, which was written in Isindebele. I did sell to those people who understand and read Isindebele, but the market is not that big. The market is not that big. I also wrote another one, Okwahlila Ngwase Zulwini, in 2019. I still thought, I can't be writing, because writing is my talent. But at the end of the day, this talent must put food on the table for me and my kids. If I just write and I get nothing from writing, then what's the purpose of writing? As a writer, I must sit down and say, I'm not going to work. I'm just going to concentrate on writing, because writing is my talent. But I can't live on that. I can't live on that. Maybe if it was in Zimbabwe, I was going to live on that, because the market will be there and stuff like that. But here in South Africa, I don't have market for my work, especially in Isindebele.
Yes, but you can still sell some of your works in your country, right? In Zimbabwe. Does it work that way?
Yes, I do. I can still sell some of my work in Zimbabwe. But with the situation in Zimbabwe now, let's say a copy. To print a copy, I print it maybe, let's say, R50 or R55. And if I must get a profit, I'll have to sell it for double that price. If I print it for R50, I must maybe sell it for R100 for me to get profit. But if I take it to Zimbabwe, who's going to buy a novel for R100? From where?
Okay.
People don't have money. They will have to read my work, but they don't have that money. I'll have to then take my book and sell it to home, like, at a cheaper price. Then at the end of the day, my reason for selling is not valid, because I'm not getting what I'm supposed to be getting.
Yeah, kodwa singathi yona indikimba lapho amabhuku akho ubhala ngani. Into ezitholakala empilweni singathi lokhu anothwa ngesilungu i-fiction, kumbe ubhala okwenzakalayo nje i-reality. Kuyini esingakahle kahle ubhala ngakho?
Ngicabanga ukuthi ma u-introduce lapha utel Victor Smathudu weDizimimbokodo. IDizimimbokodo yinhlangano ebhekela kakhulu abantu bangomama. Emsebenzini wami engiwenzayo, I don't leave that behind. Ukuthi I stand for abantu bangomama. Elokho umsebenzi wami emnengi engiyibhalayo, ngibhala kakhulu ngibhekelele abantu bangomama. Kakhulu ngizama ukuthi ngibaqwashise izinto abahlangana nazo. Of course, kuba kusuka kuyi-fiction izinto engizibhalayo. Kodwa iyi-fiction from amanye ama-true stories engiwathole ebantwini, njengomuntu ohambe ekhuluma lani labomama. So ngiyathatha amanye ama-true stories ngihlanganise kube yi-fiction, but iya-fiction ezayenza ukuthi ma ifika komunye umama owabhekana lesimo esinjengalesi engisibhalileyo, mhlawumbe kube lesixazululo sokuthi umama lo into leyi, okay, uyabona uzikhethi bathi kubhalile lapha, ekugcineni ucine kuzovakale kanje. Then i-aim yami ukuthi ma ngibhala, of course kuyi-fiction, kodwa ma kufika komunye umuntu kwenza i-difference, ikakhulu kubomama. ikakhulu kubomama okwamanje ngisakhonsentrate kakhulu kubomama iphupho lami ukuthi ngibona omama bethuthuka ngibona omama bengahlukumezeki so imisebenzi yami yonke engiyibhalayo okwamanje ngisakele ukuthi nxa ifika phandle kumama esofika kuye ifike yenza umehluko
ya ungasinika nje ngamafitshane izihloko zamabhuku obhala ngawo nje usufinqa kokuthi lona liyabe limayelana ngayo
okay ngizaqala ngebhuku engiqale ngalo elesilungu elithi Prism of Hope Corner yi-fiction kodwa i-fiction yangikhona ikhuluma ngomama umama obothwayo ayejele or iqale ngazange alenze ma ephuma lapho uzama ukuthi athole ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi kungani kothiwe njalo kwenzakale kanjani ukuthi azabothwe ebothele iqala angalenzanga and umama lowo ma ebothwe uthiye iy'ngane zakhe ma efika phandle iy'ngane zakhe azisekho ubaba wakusethethe iy'ngane zakhe wazidayisa wazinikeza omunye umuntu ma efika ebuza ekhaya kula muntu owazi ukuthi iy'ngane zakhe zayakhe so yinto ehlangana labomama leyo so u-Prism of Hope Corner along those lines then kunebhuku lami lesibili elithi What a Journey belungalula liyahlanganisa isithiwa esindebele that book is the journey of impilo yami impilo yami ezumama not as a pragmatist impilo yami ezumama impilo engiyiphileyo ngumama kuWhat a Journey belungalula isindebele kuhlangane lesithiwa then ibhuku lesithathu ubaba ongamzali lesindebele futhi nalo likhuluma njengoba ngishilo ukuthi ngizama ukuthi ngikwashise omama phandle le likhuluma futhi ngomuntu ongumama layo ofika ohluphekayo lezi ngane zakhe agcine esekulela indoda yakhe ezivikela nale ngane zakhe ngoba indoda yandlwengula idlwengula yena ayisinde ikhulule nabantu abangamantombazane so ekugcineni ugcine abulela indoda leyana yizinto ezifana nalezo then kusekuzokele ukuthi ukwahlela ngokwasezilwini elinye futhi elikhuluma ngempilo kamama waseZimbabwe e-South Africa ofike ajoyine into zezidakamizwa maesejoyinto zezidakamizwa uphila kanzima uphile baleka so kuthatha umama oseZimbabwe ongayaziyo impilo ephilwa ngomama e-South Africa kumbeke esithombeni ukuthi okay e-South Africa umama bayahamba mpela kodwa basika baphile empilweni and ngo-2020 ngicabangile ukuthi kukhona abantu abangasibalisi ngebele ngadecida ukwenza i-CD i-audio book whereby ngizobe ngiyabala mina umuntu ongakwazi ukubala ovilaphaya ukubala can still buy i-audio book ababa ongangizali amamele nje just ukufaka i-CD uzimamelele kwenza lalo ongathandi ukubala la yi-message le ngizama ukuthi ifike ebantwini ifike kuye wonke umuntu
yebo-ke siyabonga kakhulu marvelous very interesting perspective from Victoria Matutu with her books, Wake Up Call, Prison, My Wake Up Call, What a Journey, Ubaba Onganzali, Weshulela Ngokusezulu, and the CD audio book for those who are not enthusiasts in reading, she'll be reading there herself so that people can listen. And she's saying, since she's from Zimbabwe, what about women? She makes sure woman. Very interesting. Over to you.
Very interesting indeed. Tom Buenda Kuna Mishare Loveness Mazuka Shakari Pachirongwa Mangamuru Taura imimi kuti pane zvirongwa zvamuinazvo munguva inotevera zvirongwa zvipi kuti vanhu vanogona kujoina kupi zvakadaro tisanekuti tanguva yedu tasarwa nemaminiti mashomanana saka mongoti gaga kuitira kuti vanhu vazive kuti vanokuwanai kuti
munogona kundiwana paFacebook under Loveness Wesa, which is WESA, my last name. And Zirongo Zandrukita Truku Gazira Festival. Please forgive the lady. Only way we can do what we were supposed to have done last year, Trukita via online Zoom platform. Vanhu we achi wona mama artist akango siyana achi performer vari kuperforma ma dance ma songs poem ne visual arts ne fine arts tinoti artist ngaite ati rake achi videotape achitaura achitiudza kuti ati rake ndere chi but theme yedu love peace and harmony which is what I use kana ndichirapa vanhu ndoshandisa love peace and harmony. So all my life is around love, peace and harmony. So the festival is going to be launching hopefully in physical form next year 2022. Yanga ichifanda kulauncha 2020 last year. Saka takazotangisa hedu kuita online in March this year. Sakatugita every month. So we have a calling for artists. Chirobarukuma misha chaiku. Vanubarukita nubarukupenda zimbaza abo zichinaka so zinuze chivano zedu zyezye. Vanuita basket abo. Tunakuona tumukua ita say. You know, it's our art. That's our culture. We are proud of our culture. Let's showcase our culture. This festival covers all that. Mm-hmm. So we are calling for artists, performing, fine arts, visual arts, whatever. Chipo chawi nacho. But it's a creation. You know, it's a chipo chawi. So we are calling for that.
My artists, I think I have to go pinga mshirungwa chenyu. Mune WhatsApp number yere. Boba maita ura.
Yes. WhatsApp number ndiruku America, so you nengo chida kushandisa plus one and then wait a 971 224 9932. Kana watanga na number ingondi tuwaga Loveness Wesa pa Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Aywa, thank you so much, Loveness. So just tell us again where people can find you, especially those artists that want to send in their work, as you are giving a call out for people to bring in whatever it is that they're doing. Where can they find you?
That's a question again, right?
Yes.
Where can they find me? Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got website and we've got the best way and look one and the one by Facebook and I'll go to WhatsApp and Dapa Yoyo.
Okay.
Facebook Loveness Wesa. What was the question? Was that the question?
Yes, you got it right. You just said that people can look for you on Facebook under Loveness Wesa, and we've also given out a number for those artists that are interested in taking part in the program.
Yes, WhatsApp number.
Yes, so we will...
WhatsApp number plus 1-971-224-9932.
Okay, thank you, Star.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, I wanted to say to Victress also, where can people find your books? Are they there online or they are just in physical bookstores in South Africa? And where can your CD audiobook be found?
I think it's easier for people to find me on my WhatsApp number, or you can contact me on 0027-84993-6981. Or on Facebook, I'm Victress Matutu, or you go to my writing corner, it's Victress Toxi Matutu Corner.
Thank you very much. You are coming to the end of our show today. We thank our guests very much. We say thanks to you, Victress Matutu, an author in isiNdebele and in English, for joining us. Victress Matutu of Zim Imbogodo. Over to you, Marvelous.
Yes, I would like to thank also Loveness Wesa, who has been here with us, telling us about her healing powers. We hope that next time, perhaps you can give us a demonstration, but thank you so much. And also would like to thank Barbara Arwozi, who was here on the phone with us, just telling us about the incident that happened at the Africa Parliament, where we saw her grabbing a box of for the votes. So she was explaining what happened thereafter. So thank you very much, everybody. Let's meet again next week here on the Women's Roundtable. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya here in Washington.
Lami usithandekele Mhlangana, sithi sidibane njalo ngeviki ezayo ngesikhathi esifana.
Thank you, Loveless.